Burns them in Tafresh Nunches Sivhei. The Machaber says, Omihu, however, afilu lo achzir liyado, elo la'acher, even if you didn't give it back to the original guy, elo la'acher, rather you give it to someone else, va'acher la'acher, and that person to someone else, and va'acher machzir la'bailam, and the last guy returns it to the original owner, yotze, you're still yotze. The Mishnah says, we could assume that a person didn't care davka that it should only be used by that person. Rather, as long as it gets back to him, that's all he cares about, even if it gets back to him through the hands of other people. However, it's clear from this submission, Bura says, that the person who receives a matana almanas lahachzir is able to give it to whoever he wants, as long as he fulfills the condition in the end of giving it back to the original person. However, this is only bestam. But if the person says explicitly that when he gives the matana, that the person who's getting the matana doesn't have the right to give it to someone else, then he would not be able to give it to someone else, and if he does, then the matana would be nullified, and he would not be able to be yotze with that esrog. Mishnah Berurah also says that just as there's an umdana that the person who's giving it is machped, that a lot of people shouldn't use it, where it might get damaged or something like that. So if that's the case, that such an umdana exists, that a person would be machped, that not a lot of people use it, so that it doesn't get ruined, so then you wouldn't be able to give it to someone else. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some achron who are machmir and say that the lulav that the person gets in a matamanas lahachzir is really not allowed to give it to someone else without the permission of the original giver. And nowadays, the Kaf HaChaim writes that since when people buy an esrog, they are buying it for all 7 days, and they want to be able to use it for the whole sukkahs, so we could assume that they're machbid, that not a lot of people use it, in order that it not get ruined. Sivav, lo yitnenu biyom rishon lakatan kodem shiatzava. One should not give... Lo yitnenu biyom rishon lakatan kodem shiatzava. You should, on the first day, before an adult was yotze with his esrog, he should not give it to a child. Mipnei shehakatan kona, because the child is able to acquire the esrog, ve'eino makne l'achir min haTorah, but on a doraisa level, he's not able to then be makne to other people. Ve'nimsa shemechziru lo eino mechzer, and therefore, if the child gives it back to the adult, it's not really actually given back to the adult, and the adult is not able to acquire it. V'yesh mishomer, shemegiya lo nasa p'utos mutter, there is an opinion which says that, if he gets to the age of p'utos, which the Mishnah Berurah says is 6 or 7 years old, potentially contradicting something he writes elsewhere, but let's go with 6 or 7 years old, then it would be mutter. Because then, midrabanan, he is able to give it back. So we have two possible opinions. The Be'er Halacha says this first opinion is the opinion of the Rambam, who says that even if he gets to the onus of pu'utos, to this age of pu'utos, he can't give it to him, because the Rambam holds that when there's a das acheres machne, so then the child would actually acquire min haTorah. So even if he gets to pu'utos, where he's able to give Dui Kinyan on a Durabana level to someone else, still he acquired it on a Torah level, but now he's only going to be able to give it to someone else on a Durabana level, and that's not going to work. So in a Torah, it's not going to be Shalo of the adult anymore. The child's not actually able to give it back on a Torah level. So that is the opinion of the Rambam. The second opinion, which says that if he gets to the age of 6 or 7, that it does work, that opinion holds that even when Das Acheres Machne Oso, it still doesn't work, even though it only works Amid Durabanan. Since he got it on a Durabana level, he's able to give it on a Durabana level as well. So that's the two opinions that the Mechaber quotes, whether once they get to the Onas HaPa'utos, you are able to give it to the child and for him to give it back to you or not. Be'er Halacha also points out that obviously this applies for all the Dalminim, not just for the Esrog. And L'chachila, one should be Machmer for the first opinion, not to give it to a child at all, even an Amatan Amas L'chachzir. But if you did, you'd be able to rely on the lenient opinion once you hit 6 or 7 years old. Mishnah Berurah points out that this would not only be true on the first day, but it would be true on the second day in Chutz La'aretz as well, that you should not give it to the child since it's on a d'oraisa level on the first 2 days. The Chazon Ish actually holds that even the rest of the days of Sukkot, you are not yotze with an esrog that you gave to a child if he did not reach the level of pu'utos, because if you take it from the child after he had it, then you're borrowing it from the child, and it's a shoal shalom idas, because a child doesn't have the appropriate requisite halachic knowledge to lend to someone else either. So even if you gave, even if the child says, mufurish, here, you can have it, it still doesn't work, because since the child doesn't have das, you're considering to be borrowing without the owner's das, which would not work. The Miches Chinuch sounds this way as well. However, if Moshe disagrees and says that since by lulav, doesn't have to be kanui, to the shoel with the halachas of she'el or anything like that. It just has to be that it's not actually stolen. So here, even though the child doesn't have das to lend it to you, it's not considered that you're stealing it from the child, and therefore it would be okay, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So the only problem would be the first day or the second day in Chutz La'aretz. The Prima Gadim says that because of this, you have a problem in Chutz La'aretz. What to do on the second day, the Prima Gadim says, you'd actually have to buy your child an extra set, a lulav and esrog, so that you don't run into these issues. Once you've been yotzei on the first day, you can't give it to him because you need it for the second day. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that the minhag is not this way. Rav Moshe says, the reason we're not knowing this way in Chutz La'aretz is because they rely on those opinions that say that you're yotzei idei chinuch even if they use a borrowed lulav. And furthermore, maybe because it's too difficult, we are annoyed like this. Because what is everyone going to do? They're going to always buy a lot of lulav and esrog for each child. It's going to be very difficult. So maybe that's why we rely on that opinion. The Be'er Halacha points out the name of the Prima Gadim and the Chubuk Sav Sofer and Sumakuf Chav Ches, that if a child is selling esrogim and he's Kono Makneh, so this would seem to be problematic. You should try and avoid it. L'chatchili, you should try and avoid purchasing a lulav and esrog from a child. But d'yeved, if you used it already, so you wouldn't go back and make a new bracha, because v'chashash bracha levatala, but it's best not to purchase from a child. Post can discuss, where is he getting it from? Maybe he's getting it from Hefker, etc. But if you are purchasing, and this comes up more from Aravos, children selling Aravos, if they're selling Aravos, you should try not to purchase it from them, which is very common. However, if an adult gave Arbaminim to a child to sell, so then Rechaim Kanievsky and Rav Vosner both say that since the adult wasn't machne the Arbaminim to the child, rather, and didn't give it to him as a gift, he's just having the child act as his shaliach to sell it, so then it's totally fine, you'd be able to purchase from them, and therefore purchasing aravos from a child is probably okay because he's probably selling on behalf of a gadol. The Be'er Halacha also points out that giving it to a child as a matana almanas l'hachzer won't work either, because he's not able to give it back to you halachically, so he's not fulfilling the chazara, and therefore he was just kona it, because you can't even say that, well, he didn't fulfill the t'nai, and therefore it's like you never gave it to him in the first place, because since you're doing a t'nai, which clearly you can't be makayim, any t'nai which is not able to be makayim in the end is batel, is nullified, and therefore the kinyan was just a regular kinyan. Katan acquired it and now cannot give it back to you. Mechaber continues, im tofis im atinuk, if you hold the lulav and esrog together with the tinok, with the child, kemen shelo yatza miyado, since it never left your hand, shabir dummy, that works, then that's fine. So too, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not actually machne to the child at all, or you say to the child, this should be yours until you're yotze with it, and then it should be mine like it was originally, which is now borrowed, that works also. However, all of these only help that the adult is able to be yotze with it again afterwards, but the child wasn't actually yotze, because it's not called lo, it's not called lachem, because he never actually gave it to the child. Halachically, and therefore the father did not fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. There are some achronim who say that you do fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch even if the child uses a borrowed lulav and esrog, because you're still be mechanech the child. This is what the Mordechai sounds like as well in the name of the Ra'avan. So it seems to be a machlokas whether you're yotze, a child, whether the father is yotze the mitzvah of chinuch, if he allows his child to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav and esrog with a borrowed lulav and esrog. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains the machlokes is based on the etzah mitzvah of chinuch. Is the ikar mitzvah for, in order to be margil the child in mitzvah so that he'll be able to fulfill it in the future, and therefore a borrowed lulav would be good enough because he's getting used to fulfilling mitzvahs, or is the mitzvah of chinuch in order for him to understand what the tam hachiyav is, to get used to the purpose of the chiyav, and to make sure that the child actually does fulfill the mitzvah in the appropriate fashion, in which case he would have to have all the dinim, even shalom. And the Maaser of Moshe writes that from the Shaar HaTzion, it sounds like that you are yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch even with a borrowed lulav and esrog, and that's what most do, that a child is yotzei with the borrowed esrog from his father, and this is how the Stipler Paskins as well. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that even if we say that the father does fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch with the borrowed esrog, lulav and esrog, the katan can't make a bracha on a borrowed lulav and esrog because he's not yotzei with it, and the Zohar Vil Yashuv says as well. Therefore, in places where there are a lot of arba minim, you really should try and purchase an arba minim for your child to be yotzei with so they can fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. Again, this could be it's only in Chutz Laaretz, as Rav Moshe said, but in Eretz Yisrael, it would be okay once you fulfill it on the first day, unless you want to keep it for other people to be yotzei with after the child. The Dirshu points out that it does sound like from a Shaar HaTzion that even if the child is using a sha'ul, he would be able to make a bracha on it anyway. Or the Chacham Shlomo and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach both quote the Chacham Tzio as a Chiddush, who says that someone who doesn't have kosher dal aminim for the first day is able to make a bracha b'di'evet on those that are only kosher for the rest of the days, like if it's chaser or something like that, because even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah min haTorah, still midrabanan you're mechuyev to take even on the first day what you would be able to be yotzei the rest of the days, because the first day is no worse than the rest of the days. So since a child's zikr chiyev is midrabanan mitam chinuch, so his chiyev on the first day is like the rest of the days where there's really no din lachem, and therefore he would be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch with a borrowed esrog. So even though Shlomo Zalman Orbach does quote this, he says still it's best to purchase your own for everyone. Someone who has a bunch of kids and is not able to purchase a lulav and esrog for everyone, so Mechas Yitzchak tries to figure out what he should do, because when he give the esrog to one of the children, now the other one can't be yotzei with it. So he says that in this case, when you give it to the children, you shouldn't be machne it to them. Rather, the child should just take it himself on his own, as the Shaar HaTzion says that you would be yotzei chinuch in this case. So again, l'chadchila, all the children should have their own, but that's very difficult to do. So you could use one of these etzas, or just rely on the poskim that say that b'di'evet, you are yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch, even if it's a bar lulav and esrog, or like this chacham tzi.